morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John and our hosts here, everybody, for making this work and allowing us on the air. John, how's everything going?
Fair and rodeo.
Fair and rodeo. Oh, yes, you're getting in that
season. I like that little pun. That was cool.
Yes. Very, very good. That, of course, is Mr. Tom Coyne, our in-house residential lending expert with Sterling Bank. Tom, how's everything going with you?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. Really busy right now in the office. A lot of loans going, and we're just cooking right along, Lance.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, same with us. It's kind of that point when everything's settling back down. People are getting back from vacations and making some serious decisions. So we've been very, very busy. Yeah. Well, before we jump into our topic, we always like to start off with our celebrity real estate crazy housing story. And in honor of preseason football, I went with Kurt Warner. So Kurt Warner ended up, he had a house that he owned out in Paradise Valley in Arizona. And when he went to play for the Cardinals in 2008, he ended up purchasing a house out there in Arizona, in Paradise Valley. Well, what happened is that home sold last year and then has been turned into a rental. So, Tom, if you want to fly down to Arizona, live the Kurt Warner life, you could rent this. I love the range they give, between $18,000 to $30,000 a month. Now, that's going to get you, though. Don't worry. That's going to get you plenty. 11,000-square-foot residence. That had been purchased originally for $3.3 million and then resold at a loss for $2.5 million. So, you know, that might be a little steep for you on a monthly rate, but don't worry, that's going to get you two master suites, a pool, water features, spa, and gourmet kitchen. So you should be fine.
So what's up with the range and the rentals?
Well, because they said being Arizona, it's available right now. It could be on a month-to-month basis, which would be the higher range. Or if you wanted to do long-term six-month lease, we could probably arrange the $18,000 for you.
Well, Lance, let's, after the show, maybe give me a phone number. And
roommates. Bring roommates.
Give me a phone number, and I'll pass that on to somebody else.
Hourly rate?
Hourly
rate. Okay, now remember, this is a family radio. That's enough of that right now.
Definitely. Well, we always like to bring some guests to the show when we're talking real estate, local real estate, and I'm super excited to have a guest that we've never had on the show before and kind of come into a subject with housing and real estate that can be very, very important, and that's architecture. We're going all the way back to the design of your real estate, of your building. So I'd like to welcome to the show, we have Harvey Prickett with Wave Architects. Harvey, how are you?
Very good, Lance. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So Harvey and I have known each other for a couple of years now, and I've been privileged to see a lot of his designs and watch some of the buildings that he's worked on, and he just does an incredible, incredible job. So, Harvey, why don't you give us your background? Tell us a little bit about Wave Architects, how you came to this crazy world of architecture.
Well, we've been in Tri-Cities now since 2009, and my wife drugged me here, kicking and screaming at first, and then I got here and realized I love this place. It's awesome, and
that's how it usually happens.
That's right. The banana belt. We love it in the summertime. We're out on the boat, you know, and really enjoy the people and everything about it, but my background is originally from Colorado, and I wanted to be a hockey player or a rock star.
Also.
I couldn't do the big hair thing too long. The allergic to the hairspray, you know, and the hockey thing blew out my knee, so I wound up doing this for a living, and I've been doing it for 25 years now, and really enjoy it. It's a real passion, you know, to do it.
Yeah, well, it's got to be for sure. And anytime you've been in an industry and stayed with it for 25 years, that's really a testament to what you do for sure. So talk to us a little bit about, it's a little hard on a radio show sometimes because we don't have the visualization. And
I brought pictures, Lance.
Okay, great. Thank you. But talk to me a little bit about some of the projects and kind of to show the differences of what you've been involved in over the years.
Well, to give you an idea, we've done everything from very boring stuff like gas stations. We were involved in the entire Tesoro rollout years and years ago, did the Texaco Global Image package. That was a large part of our resume, but not real exciting stuff. But recently here in this area, we were involved in the BMW Tri-Cities design. That was a lot of fun. Enjoyed working with Tim Bush over there. Right now we're doing the Legacy Ford renovation, complete tear-down rebuild of most of that building. Done a lot of churches since we've been here. Been involved with the Living Room Church and Crossroads Church.
Nice. And now that BMW project, I've actually been in that facility after you were done. I kind of watched it happen, and then we swung by, and we were in that showroom, and I mean, that is really modern. I mean, that is a first-class facility, and that design fits just, I think it kind of fits with the brand.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's very clean, and it was a lot of fun to work with those guys on that.
Very, very cool. And then I've also seen now one of the pictures of one of the projects I've seen that you guys did, and I believe I'm remembering, was it a train bridge?
Actually, it was, yeah, Anchorage, Alaska, the Bridge Restaurant. It was a right after the turn of the century covered bridge that we renovated the inside into a restaurant after we removed the pigeons.
There was turned a train bridge into a restaurant.
That's right. That was you know, very few of those come along in your career, and you got to have a lot of fun with them when they do. So
yeah,
that was a blast.
That is really, really fantastic. So where did you go to school for this, or did you just start napkins?
Napkins, yeah.
Colorado.
Drawn on napkins, huh?
I'm a Colorado guy. That's where I went to school, and I was going to put bumper stickers and things on the car, but I thought the Washington folks might get a little irritated with that.
Very, very cool. Well, those projects, that is just, I mean, that's fantastic. And one of the things we always talk about with our homeowners and stuff is getting started early. Now, I don't know at what point you start on these commercial projects and stuff, but I mean, how soon on a custom project like that, what's the time frame? I mean, how soon do you get involved sometimes before you see a project come to fruition?
Well, a lot of times what will happen, we just get involved on a feasibility basis with the client. They want to do something, they have a certain amount of money to spend, and we try to design something that conceptually works for them and meets within their budget. So we go through a programming phase with them initially and really figure out what they want, kind of pull it out of their brains.
Gotcha. Definitely. And I think you kind of really hit on a topic there that is huge, and that is, and one thing we'll talk with Tom about after the break, but is designing towards a budget. You talk to me a little bit about that. I'm sure it either goes really good or not so good. But how do you do that? I mean, is it just a conversation, meetings with you? You know, how do you even know what you want is going to cost, what it's going to cost?
Well, usually a lot of people will come into it and their expectations are always on the high side for the amount of money they have.
Right.
So they've got $500,000 to spend, and they really want $1 million project. That's generally the way it goes. So initially we have to be the bearers of bad news and go, look, this is reality. And then we try and create something that is $1 million project for them for the $500,000.
Gotcha. Hold on, cowboy.
So, that's right. Really, I mean, gosh, I'd hate to think. I mean, so you have to kind of be massively up to speed on cost of materials, rough ideas of what things are going to cost. It's probably not just the design, it's all the other costs. I mean, you got to at least get them in the ballpark, I would think, which would be difficult at times.
It is. You know, construction costs change right now. Steel, for example, has gone up and wood's dropped and you know, a few years ago was the other way around, and we have to keep real careful track of that, and we have programs that we update constantly on costs both locally and nationally.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we've been talking with Harvey Prickett of Wave Architects. He's given us a little education about some of the things to think about when you go into a custom build like that. And number one that we just went over is cost and cost of materials and having an idea of what that's going to be. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit with Tom Coyne from Sterling about how we can finance some of these million-dollar projects that we want done for $500,000 and a little bit more about the architecture process.
Right here on News Talk 870.
The Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're very fortunate today to have with us Harvey Prickett from Wave Architects. We talked in the first segment about some of the amazing projects they've been involved in, a little bit about the design process and cost and some of the factors to consider. Tom, on the lending side, what do you got for us this week?
Well, a lot of times if there's an architect involved in a residential transaction, you're going to be doing some sort of custom construction. A lot of times when you have custom construction, you're dealing with a custom home builder. And those guys maybe don't pump out the homes like some of the builders here in town do. So that takes you from, say, traditional financing over to construction financing. Traditional financing, the builder finances his own build. They have their own warehouse lines with their bank. They build the house, and you buy it from when it's completed. Where on construction financing, the builder requires the home buyer to finance construction, and that's where a construction loan comes in. So two very different types of loans. So Sterling Bank's one-time close construction product is a permanent loan consisting of both the construction phase of financing and the permanent financing combined all into one loan with one set of closing costs. So this makes it really nice because it's handled in one closing. There's no need to refinance once construction is complete. A lot of the lenders here in town will get you the construction loan, and then once construction is completed, they require you to refinance out of that loan into permanent financing. So essentially, you have two sets of closing costs to do this. So it gets a lot more expensive when you're dealing with a construction loan. Again, our product's just a one-time close.
Nice.
Now, the purchase of the lot can be financed in addition to the construction costs. So let's say someone goes out and finds a lot for $100,000 and it's going to cost them $300,000 to build, and they have $400,000 total acquisition costs, and we can finance, you know, up to 70% of the entire build, so including the lot. So it makes it nice because you can wrap them all into one. There's no need to go get a lot loan and then secure separate construction financing down the road. Now, during construction, the borrower is going to make prime plus a margin, so plus 2% or 3% of the amount of draws taken up to that point. So on a traditional transaction, the first draw is going to be to go pay off that lot.
Gotcha.
So let's say the lot is, you know, like $100,000. You're going to be paying interest-only payments on the lot, and then maybe the next draw is after the builders put in the foundation or they framed it, they request a draw, and they take another $50,000 out. Well, now you're going to be paying interest-only payments on $150,000.
Gotcha.
So this just continues throughout the process until they've used up all the money, the home is done, and then we modify it over into traditional financing. You could do this with either a fixed rate or an adjustable rate mortgage loan. So there's 30-year, 20, 15, and then, of course, all the different ARM products that you can use. And we also do non-conforming loan limits on our construction program. So non-conforming is above the 417 jumbo loan limit,
which we find in the custom construction quite a bit.
We really do. And on our non-conforming products, we'll actually do that up to 80% loan-to-value.
Wow.
So loan amounts under 417, we're capped at 70%, meaning that the client needs to put 30% down. When you go above 417, it's our own in-house portfolio product. So it's not a Fannie Mae loan. Fannie Mae is the one that requires the 30% down. We'll keep the stuff above 417 in-house, and we allow our clients to put just 20% down on that program. So it opens some doors up for the jumbo builders. We can do owner-occupied homes and second home. So if you were going to build a house over in Seaside as a second home and you need construction financing, we'll do that as a second home. We can't do investment properties, though.
Okay. That sounds really good. A lot of great options there. Some I didn't even know about till today.
Yeah, it's a great product, and the biggest thing is just the one-time close. So there are higher closing costs with construction loans. You have to have the re-inspections every time the builder requests a draw. So someone can expect to pay maybe $1,500 more in closing costs than a traditional finance loan. But with our loan, you just completely eliminate the need to refinance out of that product. We also will let the clients lock into the future rate during construction. So let's say we have a really good feeling that rates are going to be going up over the next 6 months, and maybe the house is 5 months from completion. We can do an extended rate lock for 6 months, and that allows the client to know what that future rate is. They secure it up front. Takes away a lot of the uncertainty.
Yeah, that sounds great, Tom. A lot of great options there. Appreciate that. So, Harvey, we've talked about some of your great projects, some of the marquee projects we've seen around town. Educate us a little bit about the residential side of architecture, some of the things you've got going on right now.
Well, right now, we're really excited to be designing three homes right now in the Badger South development, New Badger South out on Dallas Road in Richland. Some of the main attributes of that are they're going built green. It's a requirement of the development, so the homes will be set to a higher standard aesthetically, construction-wise, materials, air quality, energy-efficient appliances. Yeah, it's really exciting to be doing that now.
And we've actually had Dan Bruckman, the agent for Badger South, on the show before.
Dan's awesome.
Glad to see that stuff is really starting to crank away over there. And, congratulations on three houses over there. That's fantastic.
Thanks. Fun.
Good.
Fun project.
Are you seeing that more as a trend popping up in today's design world? Where's that really heading? I mean, is that here to stay?
Yeah, really. I think people are getting away from just wanting square footage, and they're wanting efficiency in the home, quality materials, efficient living space. I think we're really starting to see that, a smaller footprint on the home, and less maintenance, of course. But people just want better homes, not bigger, but just better homes that we're seeing.
Yeah, it makes sense with the technology and the products and things that are out nowadays. We are definitely seeing home buyers are very aware of that. I mean, probably the second most requested thing that we get as an agent on our side is average utility bills.
Yeah.
You know, the educated homeowner knows it's not just that purchase price, but they are asking us, you know, what is the 12-month average utility bills? Can you get us that information? Because the educated homeowner knows to factor that into their budget. And it sounds like these homes you're designing, that would be something to really kind of wave around as a positive.
Yeah, it's very positive. You know, we went through a whole extensive process, especially for the first one, to build the model up to that built green level 3 standard.
Gotcha.
And, it was a pretty serious run through the plans, and it's really exciting to see that the energy bills should be, you know, a fraction of what the others are.
Okay, gotcha. So we talked a little bit about the process, but give us an idea on a residential building a plan. A person comes to you. I mean, sometimes where do you even start? I mean, I'm sure you know that people want a certain number of beds, baths, and we talked about costs, but how does that start? How do we get started with Harvey? I heard Harvey on Lance's radio show. I'm driving down the road. I went to his website. I want to get my house designed. What does that look like with you?
Well, the very first thing we do, you know, along with the number of bedrooms and the basic information budget, is we really try and get inside a family's head and see how they live, how they interact with each other, what their future plans are. Are the kids young? Are they going to be in the house for 10 years? Or are they getting ready to go off to college? Things like that. And then we also try to see what style the people have. What's their history? What do they enjoy? How do they interact? Do they entertain a lot? We pull all these factors in and fuse them into our initial conceptual design. So it's almost an exercise in psychology,
right,
as well as design,
right,
initially. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, that is a lot to think about. You really hit on a great point there of how much longer are the kids in the house.
Yeah,
because a lot of times people don't think about that, and that sends me a lot of business.
I can imagine. Especially around here.
Because I don't know. I mean, a couple times a month, at least, you know, I do run into folks where they're like, okay, well, now the, you know, you talk about square footage, you know, well, now, gosh, the three kids have all graduated. And so the husband and I were, you know, the wife and I were just staring at each other, and we got 4,000 square feet, and we're not really sure what to do now. And so they call me to sell the house, and they end up moving to something like that. So a little bit of planning ahead can probably make a big, big difference in those situations.
Yeah, very much so. And resale, of course, is really important for them. Do they want to keep it forever, or do they want to have Lance come in and sell it, you know, 5 years down the road?
That makes a lot of sense. Now, one of the things we always ask when our service providers come on the show and they do these topics for us is, what is probably the biggest mistake you see people make in the design process?
The biggest mistake is not really being aware of your budget. That's really the biggest one we see. It's like we were saying on the break, 25 years, I've never had a client that wanted less than the money they had to spend.
Gotcha.
They always want more. And, you know, a friend of a friend told them they could get it for X, and the reality is Y. So they really need to be cognizant of that budget going in and be realistic.
Gotcha. And then one of the other questions we always like to put our guests on the spot about what are you, like, really jazzed up about right now? Like what if you thought, gosh, I am looking for a client that will let me do this, whether that's the 20-foot glass doors that stack and slide open or the house on the cliff. Is there something that you've just thought, I want to put that in a house, or that I'm designing right now, or is there something like that that sticks out that you're just waiting for the guy to do it?
Absolutely. I really want that one client, especially residentially, that wants an ultra-modern house that is a complete one-off in this area.
Gotcha.
Something ultra-modern and, you know, just completely unique. That's a sculpture, essentially. That would be a blast. You know,
that sounds fun.
Few and far between, but we'll find them.
That sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Now, Harvey, what is? Of course, people can always go to my website and get a hold of me personally, and I've got your contact information. What's the best contact information for you, whether that's website or phone?
WaveArchitects.com. You can email us at info@WaveArchitects.com.
Okay.
And you can call us at 509-737-1000.
Great.
And,
well, that sounds good. Well, like I said, I have been privileged to see the drawings you've done, see those drawings turn into buildings, which is always an incredible experience. If anybody hasn't stopped by the BMW dealership, I think that is just an amazing testament to your work also. So,
thank you.
Yeah, please do that for sure. As always, we always like to wrap up with our new inventory. I told you it was coming, Tom, and it's very, very good. We've got a fantastic pick three this week. We're kind of all over the board here. I'm going to start in Pasco, 1908 North 11th. We've got a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, 1,300 square feet, and talk about either investment, rental, or first-time home buyer. Brand new roof, and this property is priced at $115,000. So to really get in that 11th area, right off of Court Street, fantastic, fantastic price for basically a completely remodeled home. Mm. On the opposite end of that, we're going to head over to West Richland. We just listed 5300 Monica. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, 1,550 square feet, built in 2008, and this house feels brand new. I mean, it is clean, clean, clean. And so just a fantastic Rambler, and that's priced at $185,000. Mm. So with what Tom's been able to do and some of his programs and stuff, you could not rent something, I think, for what you could buy that for. And that house
feels.
Plus, the owners have done a ton of extras. They just finished building a shed outdoors. So they've already done all the landscaping, the extras, and you're basically getting brand new. I mean, just amazing for that price range. On a little different end of the spectrum, we just listed a two-bedroom, two-bath condo, and this is right off of Canal, 2401 Canal. So just right off of Yelm and Canal, right at 1,000-square-foot condo. Now, this is a fantastic deal. The seller paid $107 for this in 2011. He installed a, he did a bathroom remodel, new interior paint, put in a new heat pump with a 10-year transferable warranty. All of that, and we priced it just under $100,000. He told us to move it. He paid $107 for it, did all that work. We've got that thing priced at $99,900.
That one's going to sell quickly.
That one is just fantastic. We're super excited. We've already had a lot of calls about it. So if you've been looking for that maintenance-free type condo living in central Kennewick, that's a fantastic pick. As always, kenmorteen.com will get you straight to us. Tom, on the lending side, how do people get a hold of you?
Hey, we talked a lot about construction financing today. If you have any more questions on that or I didn't cover something that you want to know more about, you can call me at the office at 783-7300 or on my website, TomCoinHomeLoans.com.
And Harvey, thanks again for bringing yourself in here to talk about your business and your architecture. And, I mean, what a cool industry. I mean, to see you start shaping the landscape of Tri-Cities and your building is just awesome. So thanks for your contribution to Tri-Cities. And like I said, just hit my website, folks. We'll get you in contact with any of our service providers. And we'll be right back here next Saturday morning
right here on News Talk 870.